This is Power Podcast UK with Jenny and Mark.
We're writing a book and we're having a tough time getting it done. If you find it hard to motivate yourself to do something, this is the podcast for you as we explore why we procrastinate and find ways to help us get our book finished.
Whether or not you're writing a book, making a film, painting a picture, or even motivating yourself to do the housework, join us. Let's find a way to get this stuff done.
Hi everyone, welcome to episode 19 of POW Podcast UK.
Yeah, everyone! Right.
Today's episode, we are going to be talking about rewards and motivation. We are going to be featuring an interview with an expert on the matter, the very lovely Janu Mia. Jan is a leadership and organisational development specialist. And basically her area of focus is on behavioural change. And so she facilitates and she coaches this in the people that she's working with. She's been doing it for a very, very long time. And so we have a chat about motivators and about rewards and how to get things done. And kind of delving psychologically into my mind a little bit, which is all lovely and fascinating. We have talked about rewards briefly on other episodes before and what motivates us, but let's talk about it specifically in ways that we can use them to help us get more things done in our lives, particularly with our writing, but also in other areas as well. Maybe like housework, I don't know.
Oh, you can't see my face. My face just went, housework.
Jenny's face went from a lovely smile into a big frown. Turn that frown upside down. We're dealing with rewards and motivation. So let's talk about this then. Let's go.
Yeah.
How do you use rewards for yourself?
You know, I don't think I use rewards enough. I think I use certain things not as a reward, but what's it called? Compensating, you know, if you have a bad day and you eat a cake like that, but that's not a reward. I don't think I actually give myself something if I've achieved something. I give myself something if I failed. That might be where I've been going wrong my entire life,
because otherwise that's just eating cake.
But I'm just eating cake constantly, and that's the reason why. No, I don't. I don't reward myself, Mark.
No. Maybe we need to think about rewards then.
I think I would like to reward myself, but I think the problem is with rewarding yourself is it can either be food, which is bad, because food is bad, or something that costs money, and you don't always have money. So I think you need to think about rewards that are neither food nor expensive. So what would your rewards be? But just to smile happily in the sunlight or something.
Gosh, where's this all going? So
have I got too deep too quick?
Too deep too quick, but that's okay. Let's take a moment just to listen to the interview, because Jan raises some very interesting points and talks specifically, and we get quite psychological, don't we, into what motivates me, what keeps me going, what makes me procrastinate. We talked about that. And this has really sparked this debate with Jenny and I about the links between rewards and motivation and how we can actually employ them in our everyday lives to get more things done, specifically with our writing. So should we have a little listen to the interview now?
Let's do it.
And then we can go for a little break and then we can chat about all those things. So here it is. This is me and Jan talking about rewards.
A reward for me is time by myself, is reading, but consciously doing it, you know, not because I do read anyway, but kind of going, okay, you've earned this.
Yeah,
there's a tick on your list, so you've earned this. Have a cup of tea.
Do you get lost online? Because you're not on Facebook, are you?
No.
You're on Twitter though.
I'm on Twitter, and I do.
Do you fall down Twitter holes?
All the time. Twitter holes, but YouTube holes as well.
Mm.
You know, that happens quite a bit. Is this a particular point of distraction for you.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. I just find myself on Facebook and I consciously think, why am I looking at this? And yeah. I just turn it off.
Yeah.
It's like it's become a sort of like a go-to reaction, and it's like it happens automatically.
Mm.
Like I'll be on my phone, I'll just tap the app for Facebook and I'll just start scrolling. And I'm not even interested. It's become like a reflex.
So what I'd be interested in knowing is
what's on my Facebook feed?
No. What I'd be interested in knowing is, so you're saying it's a reflex, it's instant, it's so what I'd be interested in knowing is how do you know to check your phone? What's the trigger?
I don't know. It's just, it's I don't know. I just think, I'd have a look. See what's, it's like a kind of biting your fingernails. It's just a habit. And just if I'm just like sat watching telly and I'm waiting for a program to come on or something, or I think, oh, there's something I really want to watch and it starts in 20 minutes, I might sit on the sofa and I'll just faff around on Facebook or the internet or something. I seldom just use that time productively, which is ridiculous.
So that's somewhere there is your trigger. Somewhere there, your a habit. Your habit is being incited. So, and you're absolutely right. It is a habit. And that is the thing in terms of when you're trying to learn new habits. Because your old habits don't go. You can just learn new ones. But it actually takes quite a lot to understand what the habit is and what you're trying, why you're doing it, why it's a habit for you, and then to then create a new habit to replace the habit that you don't want anymore. So somewhere in there is your habit of of checking your phone. So it's, so you said waiting for a TV program to come on,
or like someone, if I'm meeting someone and I know I've got to leave the house in 20 minutes, I react in a way that suggests I've got time to kill. When I haven't got time to kill, I've got loads to do all the time.
So and you said 20 minutes twice.
Yeah, like what? Am I just kidding myself?
You've just trained yourself to go, okay, I've got 20 minutes. How am I going to use that 20 minutes? Oh, I'm going to use, and you're doing it in seconds. This is the thing, you're probably doing it in 1.2 seconds. So in order to break that down and kind of, because I think in order to really change habits, so you're not going to get rid of this habit. This isn't going to disappear for you. What you can do is create another one and then activate that habit so it's more useful for you. But in terms of you thinking about, it is helpful to understand why you created the habit in the first place, or understand what's triggering the habit for you. So you've said, you know, if I have 20 minutes, it's if I've got to do something and I've got a window, and for you, it seems like the window is 20 minutes.
20 minute window. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe what about if it's 5 minutes? Do you go on your phone?
I don't know. If it's 5 minutes and I've got to go, I might, like, do a bit of washing up.
Oh, interesting. What about if it's 15 minutes?
15 minutes. What would I do if 15 minutes?
What about 18 minutes?
18 minutes? What would I do if it's 18 minutes? I think I might, I'd look on my phone and see if I got an email, anything I need to do. Okay. Or I might see if what's going on Facebook. I see that as a chunk of time that isn't long enough for me to get stuck into something productive.
Yeah.
And it's too long to do a quick chore, like a quick wash up, a couple of plates or something. Okay. Or put some washing in the washing machine.
Okay. So what if it's 15 minutes?
What would I do if I need to go 15 minutes? I think I'd just go on the, just play on my phone again. Or, yeah.
Okay. So.
Or text someone. Or okay. think.
So we've got to...
Who haven't I spoken to for a while? I might drop them a message or something.
Okay, so 15 minutes for getting to something more useful. So 5 minutes, there's dishes involved.
Yeah, 15 minutes,
it's still on your phone, but it's something more useful. So it's something like, I might contact someone, might answer. So what about if you had 12 minutes?
If I had 12 minutes, what would I do? I might... Anything else I need to do before I leave the house? Do I need to put aftershave on? Do I need to do my hair? Do I need to change my top? I might think any last minute things like that.
10 minutes.
What did I do if I had 10 minutes go? If I got to leave in 10 minutes, because we got we've probably got 15 minutes before we need to go right now.
Okay.
But because I'm with you, it's different.
Okay.
If I had 10 minutes before I need to go out, what would I do? I don't know. I'd probably play on my phone again.
Okay. 10 minutes and you play on your phone?
Well, I'd have a look. I'd have a check. I'd see what's going on. I'd have a quick scroll on Facebook.
Okay. So somewhere between 18 minutes... No, 18 minutes you would still play on your phone. 15 minutes you were getting to...
I'd contact someone.
I'd play on my phone, but I'd contact someone. 12 minutes... You think you'd still be on your...
12 minutes. Anything else I need to get ready?
Anything else you need to get ready?
It's difficult. 10 minutes. You're back on your phone. I've not really consciously thought about it. Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
Do you think I should just get rid of my phone?
No, not at all. Not at all. Unless you want to, but I don't think you need to.
Should I just get a Nokia? Just downgrade.
No, because you'll play Snake for hours and hours.
Jan, I can't come out. I've got a really good level now. I've got such a massive Snake. My snake is so huge, I've got to keep going.
Yeah, so no, that's not going to work for you. Okay, I think it's... What about if you had half an hour, what would you do?
I don't know, probably put telly on.
Okay.
I don't know, I really don't know.
Okay, do you know what this is telling me?
Tell me.
This is telling me you might be pressure prompted. So, are you, when you work on something... When are you most active? Is it... So let's imagine...
Oh, it's right. It's
right at the end.
Yeah.
So you are pressure prompted. Okay. So what that is telling me is that you like to get things done when there is pressure on you to do it.
Yeah.
So, so in terms of why you might feel like you're procrastinating is if there isn't pressure on you to meet a deadline, you will procrastinate because you don't feel like you're working towards something, or some people, unless they're pressure prompted, they don't feel like they can engage creatively. So for you, it will be to think about when you've got when you're working on a project and it is a long project, how can you create activity so you feel like you have that flurry of activity, and that will motivate you, and that will make you feel like, ooh, something's happening, so I've got to do it.
Yeah, it's like that meaningful deadline.
Because
even if I said, say, if I said to Jenny, I will get this draft to you by 5 o'clock on Friday. I also know that if I said to Jenny at 4:30, like, oh, do you want to give it to you tomorrow? Nothing's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Of course, it's not ideal and it's not something I want to do. But I know. Whereas if it was like someone paying me, if you don't deliver my draft by 5 o'clock, you will not get paid.
I wonder then.
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, like no, I do. Absolutely.
Like a meaningful deadline.
I wonder if you, because you all need to set yourself those meaningful deadlines. So I wonder if it can be something like, okay, if I get this page written, I'm going to send a message to J.K. Rowling. So you will create those meaningful deadlines for yourself. But it's things that matter to you. So, and this is why so I'm not pressure vomited at all. I actually fall to pieces when there's pressure on me to complete something, whatever it is, whether it's making toast or, you know, doing an assignment. I completely fall to pieces when there's pressure. So that doesn't work for me at all. So this is why I always have ensured that there's buffer. But for people who are pressure prompted, actually, it's really helpful to them for them to create kind of meaningful activity. But you will have to decide what is meaningful for you. So for me, it really did work to go, okay, I'm going to do my assignment and I'm going to go to the cinema. I don't know what that version of you is for you. It might be, I'm going to get this deadline done. But it's going to be, I mean, it might help you if you...
Should I go to the cinema first?
Then no, no, no. Do you know what might help you is if you said... It's for you to stretch yourself. So if you said, I'm going to give, I don't know, let's imagine J.K. Rowling is in your life. Or Dawn French or Stephen Fry, like someone wonderful is in your life. And you said to them, I'm going to give you the first draft of 3 chapters. By Wednesday. And you're not going to say to Stephen Fry, I'm really sorry, Stephen, can I give it to you on Thursday instead?
Hey, Stevie.
Yeah, exactly. But you need to find your version of that, because that will create the flow. But you need to do lots of them for you. For someone who is pressure, you need to do lots of different versions of that. So I'm going to... write one chapter and then read it out loud here. Like, I'm going to do an open mic night here. I'm going to book into Waterstones to read my first chapter on Friday. So that means I need to be finished by Thursday.
Can you do that?
I don't know. I'm just giving you... I have no idea. But things like that, that, you know, go on to a writing group. Find yourself a writing group where they can do deadlines for you. But you have to honour them. You know, you have to...
It's finding that honourable deadline.
You have to honour them and you have to... so let's say if you've found a writing group locally and you said to them, okay, every week I'll write and I will read it to you.
Do you think Jenny and I need to say in... 3 weeks' time, we will publish the first chapter.
Yeah, I think that's... I think for someone who is pressure... like you are. Now, this is the thing... No, no, but this is Jenny? The thing. Like, what is Jenny? Because actually, that won't work. You know, in terms of... Because you do need to think what Jenny's preferences are. So if Jenny has the opposite preferences to you, that's going to really stress her out. And actually, even if Jenny has the same preferences to you, you need to start thinking about, well, what would that... What does that mean if we're both really pressure prompted? Actually, what does that mean for us as a writing team?
We need to get Jenny down now. We need to get her and we need to ask her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jenny's not coming to her tonight. Oh. She's still down south. We need to have this conversation somehow with Jenny. Because this is fascinating.
Yeah, no, and I would love to. I don't know how I would have it with you guys, but yeah, that would be...
We'll have to set it up.
Yeah. But that's a really good idea to find out, actually, what your preferences are. See where you have commonality. See where you have differences. And then you're going to have to be each other's opposite to kind of get the... And actually, if you... Let's say you're identical to each other, you're going to have to be... You're going to have to think of the opposite preference in order to... To activate what's missing, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Gosh.
But it's all very exciting and it's all very doable.
It is exciting. You should read our first chapter.
I will. I'd love to. And when will you get that to me?
How about 9 o'clock on Monday morning?
Yeah, if you
we
can.
We have actually just been working on chapter one, so that'd be quite nice. Anyway, we've got a dinner reservation.
Yeah. Yay!
We're going to Del Rio's Italian restaurant.
I'm just going to have 3 gallons of pasta.
I'll have 3 pastas, 2 pizzas, and all the sea bass you got.
Bucket of tiramisu.
And we'll have some red wine. House wine, please. It'll be delicious.
I can't wait.
Thanks, Jo, very much, Jan.
Pleasure. Anytime.
Wow, Mark, she really got into your psyche, didn't she, really?
I was psychologically probed.
I felt like she had you on the ropes. Anyway, we're going to have a quick break and then we'll come back and talk about this a little bit more. Hey guys, did you know that if you like anything we've talked about on the podcast, any books or films, and you're interested in learning more about them and reading them, you can click through on any of our show notes and we always list what we've talked about, don't we, Mark?
We do. You can find our website at powpodcastuk.blogspot.co.uk and find the link to what it is that we were talking about. They'll take you straight through to Amazon, and the lovely people at Amazon will be able to help you with more information about what it is that we were talking about. We'll have full detailed listings and all those other things. And watch today, you could do a bit of shopping, who knows? A bit of Christmas shopping, or maybe a bit of birthday shopping. Lots of shopping.
Shopping for yourself, you deserve it. You deserve a new book. You should buy a book and then you could get it on Prime and it can be there like the next day. It's like Christmas every day.
There's nothing wrong with buying books for yourself.
Nope.
Just do it. It enriches your mind. It makes you. It makes you a better person because you're expanding your mind and you're growing. And isn't that all we want from life? Just the little simple things? Expanding our minds, growing our experiences, being nurtured by the wonder of books. Or film.
Yes.
Or art. Or whatever else you want to kind of buy.
I mean, you can buy dog food on there, to be honest. But, you know, whatever you want to buy. Patu!
Welcome back. Hope you enjoyed that lovely ad break. I don't know who those people are talking, but they sound incredible.
Oh, they're lovely, so nice.
Just a quick one before we get going into it. Jenny, how's your roller coaster game going?
I don't want to talk about my roller coaster game.
How is it? Are you a roller coaster tycoon?
I'm doing so well. And now there's a food thing, so now they've got different food bits.
Ooh.
Like churro stands and hot dog stands, like loads of different new foodie bits.
Lovely, we've got some vegan ones.
Food special. It's very nice. I'm enjoying it very much. How's your roller coaster game going?
Well, mine is going very well indeed. I have just welcomed Ursula into my park.
Nice.
I'm very excited. I collected all the tokens to win her and she is now in my kingdom.
Is she a game or a roller coaster or just a person?
No, she's a character. You know, at Disneyland, you have characters.
Around?
Yeah, she's walking around.
Oh, nice.
But it's a little bit awkward. So the event at the moment is Little Mermaid. So I haven't got Ariel yet. She's coming in a couple of days. But I've got all the other people, but they all live under the sea. So it's a little bit awkward. So they're in this lake that's around the park. And
I'm not doing much.
Yeah, it's strange because it's like the actual character. So it's not a person dressed up as a character. It's like a crossover between real life and fantasy. So yeah, they're just kind of bobbing around in the water, chatting to people as they go past.
Hi! Come here! Don't drown!
But it's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Have you got Sebastian the crab?
Yep, I got him straight away. Oh, he's nice. There. He's very small though. When I see him on a mission,
he is very small.
I have to look very carefully to see if he's doing it. Like, is he on his way?
What missions do they have to do?
Well, they have to capture. There are these enchanted little shell creatures, and they have to capture them because if you capture one, it will give you a dingle hopper, which Ariel needs.
Don't we all need dingle hoppers all the time?
We do. So once you send them all these little missions to get those, then you can get Ariel. It's very exciting in my magic kingdom, Jenny.
It sounds... That's what you say to everyone. It makes my roller coaster sound quite boring. Well, I've got people going around.
Well, you know, I got a little concession stand of King Titan's Triton stand thing. The thing he holds.
It's... Why not to do? Because at some point I'm going to run out of land and I'm going to get bored.
Oh, well, they'll introduce more land, surely. Yeah. They'll let you have more land.
Anyway, it's not very good because it does take up a lot of my time when I should be working or writing or, you know.
But you know what? You can use time on your roller coaster game as a reward.
Oh my God, I see what you did there. That was incredible.
It could be a reward.
Wow.
To be honest, I don't actually use it as a reward. I just use it as a little to break up my day when I'm in.
It's
the
like a
things.
Break thing, isn't it? It's like, yeah. I think I do.
Oh, adverts are on. I just finished watching a bit of The Circle. I'll have a quick look on adverts. Don't want to watch that. Yeah. I'll see how my kingdom's doing. Anyway, let's talk about what we learnt with Jen.
What did you learn with Jen? Because it was very much focused on you.
So when we were talking,
did you come away thinking about things differently?
Well, yeah, it was very food for thoughty as we were on our way to the delicious Italian restaurant. I wasn't expecting.
Everything's about food today. I can't cope.
Oh, but it's all good food, isn't it? Oh my god, I want a nice lasagna. I wasn't expecting the conversation to go the way it did because we had a really long, long chat. I mean, we recorded for about an hour and a half, I think it was.
Wow.
And so that's just a tiny excerpt of the conversation. And I wasn't expecting it to get so deep and so actually investigating what I was doing. And so I was kind of a little bit on the back foot some of the time thinking, gosh, I don't actually know what I did when I need to do some, when I have something to do at like 6 o'clock and it's 5:30. So it's quite difficult actually thinking because I find that I don't have a necessarily a pattern of things that I'll do if I have a deadline and I've got a bit of time before the deadline. Does that make sense? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Am I making sense? And so it's interesting thinking about all those things I do, but it certainly highlights perhaps that there just needs to be more focus, more planning on getting things done. And not worrying, not spending too much time thinking about things, other things I can do to procrastinate with.
I think whatever she taught me, it's got quite a lot of self-control in it. It's like, well, if you've got this time, then do this. And then you can reward yourself for that. But in real life, it's all a bit less set in stone. It's all a bit more fluid. You might have 10 minutes. You might have 7.5.
But I think
you might have things to do. You might not have things to do. It's all very, you know.
I think it's important though if you have a big task to do, like we have to finish a chapter, for example, something like that. I think it's about focus and mm-hmm. having that focus and having a contract with yourself before you focus that if I do this for this amount of time, at the end of it, I'll do this. I will go and watch a movie or I will eat a bit of cake or I will phone this person for a chat. Just so that you're telling yourself, right, let's get this done, and then you can worry about all those that other thing that you want to do or you've got your mind on. So you're kind of bargaining a contract with yourself.
Mm. Yeah, I think that kind of, because I think, you know, we keep coming back to like the Pomodoro method and stuff, but to me that's been the most effective way of getting focused quickly. And I guess that's a time limit thing. It's like, this is 25 minutes and when it's done.
And so for people that haven't heard us talking about the Pomodoro technique, what is the Pomodoro technique, Jenny?
It is setting a timer for 25 minutes, the length of time it takes to make a lovely Italian tomato sauce.
Pomodoro.
Pomodoro. Setting that timer and then just working, doing nothing else in that time. So whether you're writing or drawing or sculpting or whatever artistic thing you like to do, setting a time limit, just working that time limit. When the time limit's off, you're done. So it's a way of focusing. But I think because you don't sometimes when you've got hours and hours, you just sit there and faff. I faff all the time. But if I put 25 minutes down, that time acts as a good motivation to actually focus and stop looking at other things.
Yeah, because I guess we're really talking about we find that we get distracted and do other things if we have some sort of deadline or there's mm-hmm. some sort of pressure to complete what it is that we're doing. So if we're writing and we have to get it done by in the next hour, do we spend that hour actually writing or do we spend some of that time faffing and procrastinating?
I suppose that's the thing, isn't it? If you've got 10 minutes where you have to go out the door, I am less likely to start doing anything because I've only got 10 minutes. So what is the point? I might as well just waste 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't go, I'll do some writing because, you know, by the time you sat down, you've got 5 minutes.
By the time you found your pen, it's time to go.
Yeah, you know. But if you were more organised, you could probably... It's like Nagin, who we talked about. I can't remember what episode it was in. We talked about her book.
It was an early episode, wasn't it? I think it was episode 5 or 6.
Yeah. And she's amazing the way that she works, because she will work all day as a dentist, but then any gaps between patients, and she will write and write and write, and she just fits it in all the time. And it's that enthusiasm that I just don't seem to have. And I think if we had it, everything would be a lot easier.
Yeah. It's so different for so many different people, isn't it? It isn't...
Yeah.
There isn't a kind of one-size-fits-all solution. So why do you think you haven't ever used rewards then as a motivator to get things done when faced with a deadline or a situation where you spend a lot of time faffing and not enough time doing what it is you need to get done?
I really don't know. I've never felt... but I did. I mean, if I thought about it, I would have done it. It makes perfect sense. But I guess it's never really occurred to me that I could use it as a way to get things done. I do it for other people. I bribe Hector all the time to do everything.
Mm.
Biscuits, telly time, toys, you know, depending on how big things I need them to do, we'll work up to it. But maybe I don't see it as an adult thing.
Hmm.
Mostly when you're growing up, you shouldn't need to give yourself little treats to keep going. You should be... I mean, I treat myself, but like I said, I treat myself when I'm a bit down. I don't treat myself...
Treat yourself.
Good. Isn't that funny?
So you, I
Jan
guess...
would have a field day with me right now. She'd be analysing me.
So maybe you don't regard these things as rewards. You regard them as ways to look after yourself and ways to improve your well-being and your wellness over a celebratory, you've done that, well done, now I'm going to have this
maybe
cake.
I think I don't deserve rewards.
Jenny, you always deserve a reward. Of course you deserve a reward.
Maybe in my inner subconscious it thinks that I'm not.
Every good boy deserves fruit. What's that? Oh, that's the musical stays, isn't it?
Musical scale.
It's a very sexist, gosh, it's a very sexist way of learning those musical scales.
Was
Sorry.
It something else, though? Face as well.
Face.
That's a face. Non-sequitur. Face.
That's a complete non-sequitur. The way of learning how to read music. That word deserve got in my head. I wonder if you should try it then, Jenny. Maybe if you try it, we can come back to it in a later episode.
Yeah. But even that, my reading, which I love and I enjoy, I've turned into like a trial this year because I'm trying to read as much as I can to beat Scott. Even the things I like, I'm making into like work. What's wrong with me, Mark?
Jenny, I don't know. What is wrong with you?
What's wrong?
What is wrong?
Oh my God. Yes, but yes, that's a good thing. I will try for the next couple of weeks. I will try to use rewards the way they're meant to be used and see if it helps me.
Yeah.
What can I reward myself with though?
Cake?
No, not cake.
Why not? You love your vegan lardy cake.
Oh, I can't wait to cook. I'm so excited when I make that. No, but I'm trying not to eat lots of cake and chocolate and things. Only healthy stuff.
Maybe reward yourself with buying something online for £10 or something. I don't know, just a real small reward.
I'd rather not do food or money. What can I reward myself with? Bath or face mask?
Yeah. Or something indulgent that you wouldn't necessarily get to do normally. A nice face
mask.
Yeah,
I'll do that.
A nice bath. A nice bit of gen time.
Lovely. Yeah, I will do that. Oh, I'm excited.
Let's try and make it happen. We can come back to it and talk about how we're getting on with those rewards and how it's working out.
What do you reward yourself with?
I reward myself with all sorts of things. I reward myself with watching a movie. I actually do that. I rewarded myself last week with watching. Do you know the movie Easy A with Emma Stone?
No.
It's quite old. Good. But I've just never ever seen it, and it's one of those movies that I've heard people talk about, and I thought, I want to watch it. And I saw it was on Amazon Prime. So I did a load of stuff for one of my art market print thingamabobs. And I thought, do you know what? I'm going to get all that done. And I'm just going to sit down and just watch that movie. And I started watching it and it was just so rubbish. I don't know what all the hype is about, but I didn't finish it. I just stopped it halfway because I thought, yeah, rubbish movie. But yeah, so I do. I do all that sometimes. But yeah, let's... You should give it a go, Jenny. Let's come back to it and talk at a later episode. Another thing to quickly talk about is in the last episode, we discussed getting our chapters out there, getting some writing that we've done out and about. Our chapter is out in the wild. There are a few people that got back to us, thank you very much, and said that, hey, yes, I'd like to read your chapter. And so the chapter is with them now, and hopefully in a future episode, we'll be able to get the feedback. We're giving people a little bit of time because we can't say, hey, you must give us this feedback straight away. We're letting people digest the chapter in their own time and get back to us with their thoughts. It'd be really lovely to hear what people think about that. So listen out for that episode coming up soon. And our next episode, we are going to be talking about all sorts of things relating to identity, perception, and imposter syndrome. So have a listen out for that. That'd be hopefully hitting all the places where you listen to your podcast in 2 weeks' time. Even Spotify. We are on the 5 spots.
Yeah. I can't believe we're on Spotify. That's so
I can believe it, Jenny. I can believe it. Of course we're on Spotify. That's completely...
That's imposter syndrome again, isn't it?
That's a completely...
Shouldn't deserve to be there.
That's a completely rational, average thing to do. We're on Spotify, don't we?
We're on Spotify.
Anyway, thank you very much for listening, everyone. As always, give us a like, give us a tweet, give us a... Say hello, all those things. We love you. Speak soon.
Bye. We love you. Bye. Find all our show notes and links on our website, powerpodcastuk.blogspot.co.uk. Or you can email us at powerpodcastuk@gmail.com.
Find us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram at powerpodcastuk. Please give us a like and leave us a review wherever you listen to your podcasts.